Parshas Mishpatim, and we're going to do Perek Kof Beis, Pasuk Kof Aleph. I'd like to read the Sukkim first, just to give you a feeling of what we're doing here. Kol almona deyosayim lo yisa'anu. Any single widow or orphan, don't antagonize them, afflict them.
Yeah.
Be careful with them. In ane sane oisoi, if you do afflict them, keep tzor yisoi elai. They only have to make a squeak, no? Just a little squeak. Shamoa eshma tzarkosa, I will hear their his cry. V'chora api, v'horagti eshem. Look at this. My anger will be burnt and kindled, and I will kill you bechorev. V'hoyun neshechem almonas uvenetem yisoimim. If you're not careful, your wives will become almonas and your children will become orphans. Noir of the Oilam. Rashi says on this lashon here that kol almona is any almona. Let me just see. Who was in the choladom? Chazal is that not a almona, but any person at all. In ane sane oisa is going on any person. To be careful with any person. The almona bevadai. I saw an interesting Meshech Chochma on this. Meshech Chochma asks a beautiful question. A few psukim later, the Pasuk talks about making sure you return a pledge when someone borrowed money from you. So the Pasuk there says, a beautiful, make sure you return the pledge. One cry of a person who now gave us, he didn't return the pledge back, all over. One cry already for Shamati Chanon, and hereby an almona, he saw Yitzhak. You have to cry a few times, says the Meshech Chochma. Here we're talking about a financial issue. So the person who keeps the pledge, the mouth will keep the pledge, keeps the pledge, and he'll lose money. So it's a money issue. But here we're talking about...
What is money?
Financial. Ketter. But here we're talking about Nisa. The Prophet says, we're talking about something not such words here. By Yosem and Amon, if you want to fix it, Yosem and Amon, the name of the Onish is Nisa. There, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits to see maybe more of a cry. Maybe more of a cry. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis with the person who didn't return with the person who afflicted the Amona. Why? Because if it's a financial issue, so once he calls out and you didn't return the pledge, so ready to say that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so one cry. But here, we're talking about the Onish is Nisa. For Agtias then, that Kodesh Baruch has more Achmonos, he waits to hear maybe a few cries of the Amon or the Yosem, La Alein. It's much more serious here when it comes to a Yosem and Amon. Much more serious. One has to be very, very careful. I remember many times I heard from the Varie, he used to say, Zechatati Vlach, I used to say, in Yiddish, Glikles is a mensch, but is Nisku Chepa and Andern. How fortunate is a person who has an issue to say, who goes through life and never upsets somebody. Don't upset people. If you upset people... If you don't upset somebody, how fortunate person goes to Olam Haba. Glikras is a mensch. Don't upset anybody. Be careful not to hurt anybody. Look at the way Rabbi Yochanan says it. Rabbi Yochanan explains here, the very small passage, but it's so packed, you know. For the Rashi, who had in the Cholodom? That's what we just said. Elish, we give our cost of behavior. He's talking about people who are often hurt. They have weak resilience. They're weak people. And it's very easy to hurt these type of people. A widow, an almona. I once had a maestro myself of a person when I used to live in Yerushalayim who had a gemach and he borrowed money from a gerusha. And the gerusha needed the money, a large amount of money, about $30,000 I think it was. And he used it, the person used it for his stocker in Yonim, and now the Gush needed to marry off her children.
He needed it back.
She needed the money back. So she came to me and said to me, he won't give me my money back. I need to marry off my children, I need the money. So I said to her, let's go to the Scheinberg. So we went to the Scheinberg, and the Scheinberg said, call him in. I was standing there with the widow, and the Amon of the Gerusha was crying like that. And the Scheinberg, he came in the room and found me bang on the table and said, Tushushay Kaya! You can't chaffle with these sorts of people. It was Erev Shabbos, I think it was about 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon. Give her the money back today! Immediately, give her the money back today. Scheinberg banged on the table and said, give her the money back immediately. He went out of the room. I later heard, she called me up after Shabbos, about 10 minutes before Shabbos, she turned up with the money, $30,000. It was a simple study. He called somebody up in America and told him what the maaser was, and someone had arranged for him to get the money within an hour. He got the money, and he returned the money, and he walked home from where he lived. He walked back, a long, long walk, he had to walk home. But he bought the money before Shabbos, within 2 hours, I think he got the money. He found the money. The Shabbos said, Tishushay Koyach. A Grusha is also Tishushay Koyach. And our mama is also saying, and he got the money for her. Remember, but Moshe Kopshitz, yes, the Zaykut Rocha, came and told me the mice. He said, you know what happened afterwards? He said, you know, he got the money. Within 2 hours, he got the money. I didn't realize it. But she told me, and then he told me how he got the money. He called somebody up and he got the money. Moshe Kopshitz told me. All right, but you have to be careful. Well, the Mechilta may be mice. Look at this mice, which the Mechilta brings down. And these are Asari Hagmugia Malkus. If one puts it up, it's in the Sefer Smachos, Tevet Ches. Brought down there, this whole master. When Asar was taken out to be killed, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon were taken to be killed. Omalo Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi, Libi Yotze, I'm disturbed. Sha'ini Odea Amani Nev, what am I being killed about? What did I do wrong? Omalo Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi, Omalo Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon. Niyamecha. Is there any time in your life, Bo Odom Etzuchol Adin, the person came to you to ask a Shaila, a Din or a Shaila, Vikvoto, and they were delayed. Ashate Shreisa Kosa, and you said you finished your cup of coffee. Or the Noah Sandel, and you said you tied up your shoelaces. Or Asa Kosa, and you put on your coat. Did you delay people? On the Torah, Im Ane Fane, Echod Imu Murube, Echod Imu Muyot. Any sort of affliction, any sort of aggravation that you give to a person, a person is high of Nisa. Omar Leniham Tony, Rebbe, said Rabbi Shmuel, said Rabbi Shimon, back to Rabbi Shmuel, you comforted me. I said, can you imagine just a short delay? You delay somebody in time. It's called an inui. I remember Moshe Shmuel Shapiro learning this Gemara. He started to cry and said, not to delay somebody, not to keep somebody waiting. How long is it been? He finished a cup of coffee. Someone came to ask him a shiva. Did you keep someone waiting for a short time? He said, no, I know why, man. Yes, he did. And then Nicham told me, I thank you for telling me, because Rabbi Shimon said, Rabbi Shimon, what it means not to upset somebody. Noira ma'oi, amu kadin. How fearful is the omu kadin. Nachbet l'adol fim v'na kaila. We must examine our ways and be careful. It's bonana. Im al imri muyat kazeh. If on a certain sort of aggravation you cause a person, a certain delay of some time. A person can be chayav misa on such a small inui. These are gedolei Torah. These are great talmidei chachamim. What about even a bigger inui? If you upset somebody, if you insult somebody, or you hurt somebody, hurt someone's feelings, and it happens all the time. You know, you say something to somebody. Or I remember once a baby coming chacham came and said something to me about 2 weeks after my father was nifta, and he asked me, very big time of chacham, he said, how's your father?
Who?
He asked me.
He didn't know.
He didn't know. Wow. I said, my father was nifta. He was broken. He was stood in front of me, he was shattered. He said, oh, I'm so sorry I asked you. It must be so hard for you to hear that. I said, my father was nifta. About 2 weeks after my father was nifta, something in London. He was broken. I'm sorry I upset you. I said, you didn't upset me. He asked me something in his very school about 2 weeks after my father was lifted. He was broken. I upset you. I said, you didn't upset me. You didn't know my father was lifted. I didn't know. similar might have happened to me in Meir Shalom. I went up to one of the Dayanim in the Bedat to ask him a shayla. He was walking down one of the big Dayanim in the Eidah Chayedah. And I went up to him and asked him a shayla. So he said to me, I'm sorry, I can't talk to him. My father's just died a few minutes ago. I can't answer you at the moment. He said to me, I'm so sorry. I said, how would you know? How did you know? I mean, he was on the, my father's just died. My father's house just died. I'm just walking home now. And I have to take care of a few things. I can't answer you now. He instantly said to me, it's okay, it's fine. How did you know? Answer me with complete composure. I'm going to tell me, yes, I'm coming. How careful a person has to be to be careful not to cause fear to somebody. Beautiful Maisa, I remember once reading about Dan Abramsky, in his last year, I remember reading about him, that in his last year he was sitting at the table in his house and on Shabbos, and someone knocked at the door. So he turned around and saw it was an almana from next door. So Dan Abramsky got up and said good Shabbos to her, and they were very warm good Shabbos and almana. He was over 90, I think, Dan Abramsky. And he said, oh, I'm so pleased you came. I wanted to ask you a question. I just bought a new coat. I want you to see what it looks like on me. Do you think it's nice? And they put the coat on, and he turned around and he put it on. Do you think, does it fit at the back? I'll story about it. I made the whole, I want your opinion. What do you think, it looks good on it? They bought me a new coat. I want your opinion on it. To make us feel good. Build up an almana. He once said a hesed on Brisker Rov. Dayan Abramsky was a Talmud of Brisker Rov. So in the hesed, the Dayan said that the Chaim, the father of the Brisker Rov, never ever wanted his name to be called about Rav Chaim, never outbased him, nothing at all, just Rav Chaim, nothing, no honours at all, never ever, nothing, not outbased him, the Brisk, not the love of Brisk, never called him, nothing, no title at all, nothing at all, except once, he'd heard that on the other side of town, there was an almana who needed sons, needed to be looked after, on the other side of town. So he took along the Talmud and walked to the other side of town. And when he walked over to the other side of town, he told the Talmud, go and tell the Almana that the Rav of Brisk is coming to see her. He said, tell her the Rav of Brisk is coming. So that she should hear the Rav of Brisk. She should know the Rav of Brisk is coming. That's the only time he ever said an Almana. He says, she should know that the Rav of Brisk is coming to see her. So go in and tell her the Rav. The care with the Almana. I remember a close friend of mine in London. He went into Rav Munk. There's a big shul in London, Munk Shul. And he went in to speak to Rav Munk, and Rav Munk was talking about washing panties in Woolworths. Prices of different kakvisa washing. And he was discussing with this person on the phone, different, is Persil good, is Slipper Salt, whatever. He was going through all the different things, is this one good then? And he was sitting there in the room, he was waiting for the Rav to stop talking. He went on and on about the different prices, is this one good, is this one? He put the phone down and said, Amona, I said, no one to talk to. I discussed with him about prices of washing pads and movers. I wanted to. The care, the sensitivity of Gedolin is incredible for people, especially in Amona and the Yosemite. So let's just finish off with what Yochum said. Umizeh, and because of this, Hadelet Lachadairi, Eineni Noalon. Which may call Habo Eli, says Rabbi Yochanan, I never ever close my door of my room. Apple Pisha says, go to me, come up people's mouth, but it causes me a lot of wasting time. My door never closes, he never closes his door, Rabbi Yochanan said. But Kama, min is Hashilu Labo, how many times it disturbs my whole state of Hayom, about lo uchalil ois, that glorious, I can't bear the aggravation, the cruelty, that it causes people, Hanigremus the Bachurim, I can't stand thoughts of people waiting to speak to me. And I have a lot of wasted time because of that. I can't do that. I can't have someone waiting to talk to me. It hurts me too much. Look at this. He was against having a waiting room. And people spend a lot of time waiting to see Upam in Srichim Omnan Masheresham Man Dai Rab. Goimeli Shoivim Hembazer Alois Anim. Here, keeping someone waiting. Not to keep someone waiting. How careful these people are. How diktuk. The diktuk in care for not to upset somebody. If I remember correctly, this maestro with Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, I think it was about an Amona. Because an Amona is even more serious. I think an Amona came and asked you a shayla or something. If I remember correctly, it's in the Gemara there. But I thought, Rabbi Isaiah, since I don't want to do much more, but this is so powerful, this word, I want to read out to you the word of the Rambam in Hilchos Deos. Listen to this. The Rambam explains. Chayev Odom Lizaher B'Yisraimim V'Amonas. You must be very careful with a widow and an orphan and a widow. They're very, very of a low spirit. And they feel broken. Even though they could be very wealthy. Even the widow of the king. We have to be very careful. It makes no difference whether they're titled, whether they have money. You have to be careful with them. So how do you behave with them? You must always speak gently to them. Always speak carefully to them. But only talk to them with covered when you talk to an Amona and a Yosem. I've seen it happen myself. I've seen it. There's an entirely different approach. When they're talking to an Amona or a Yosem, it's a different gisha. I've noticed it myself when I used to go with my mother somewhere, or Ashram or somewhere. Somehow the Lord would talk to her. I remember Shabbat Lachaim told my book in my Yitzchak Ezrachi. I used to live next door to him in Sorotsky. And I once put my mother in and my mother-in-law, which they cared for Yom Tov from. So I took them in to see Rabbi Yitzchak. The way he was mechabed them was unbelievable. You know, two Amonas, my mother-in-law and my mother. He took them in. Tremendous cover he had. And I'm on how he spoke to him. I remember watching how he talked to him. Different approach. When there's a chasna in the mirror, when one of the chwalde of the mirror, I think it was maybe of Ari made a chasna, and the befoil, Shmulevit, went over to give him to say Vazasov to the Amona there. But I remember watching him going over and talking to the Amona, one of the Amonas there. They're kind of for an Amona, his incredible sensitivity. Let me just carry on. I'm sorry to take it off the point all the time, but so many points from that. I was thinking about this during the week so much, the care to take not to upset somebody. A lot of mice, I remember going over this. Don't upset them, don't hurt them when they're working. Don't hurt their hearts. Don't make them work too hard, and don't say something to them which can upset them. Be more careful with their money than your own money. Anybody who upsets or distresses a yosa on amona, a hichiv libon, a roi zebahen, a obad mamonim, hagaita over below sasei. I remember reading about Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, Shira Bavi. He said that whenever he had an appointment to go and speak to a shared by Rabbi Yashiv, so he had to be there on time. And if he was a minute late or something, he wasn't speaking, he lost his time. Rabbi Yashiv was unbelievable Medaye. And yet, he used to go and spend time going to talk to Amonas. So he asked him, you know, well, your time is so precious, he said, but Amona, I will make them happy. To the Masana, he says, be careful with our Amona. To talk to him. He used to go spend time talking, even after, way after they had died, the fact that they were an Amona for many years, he used to go and spend time talking to these Amona. Even though his time was so precious, the Kosher gave Hamaka son of Mekaranon. The lois there afal pisha loikin alav, and they onsham before Shakir, the Chora Apibahaki is from the Chora. I just want to mention Chochma, a person who never could cry at Nisa if you upset him so much. This is the Maisa here, Rebbe Yishuan and Rebbe Shimon Gamir. Brith Korach for him, there's a brith. Nisha Omar Vahoya Ha'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she called the man Shetoakim, the Chomas, he learned him. Immediately, he saw his Yitzhak Eli, Shomesh, a squeak, ah! they're in pain. Once they're in pain, or maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu heals them. He pleads their cause. But if you're a Rebbe and you're teaching them, or something in din, or something, then you can't be, you still have to be very careful, even though it's for chinuch purposes. But one last thing he says at the end, which is very interesting. How long is a person a yosem for? All your life is to be a yosem? So the Rambam says, but as Amos Sadiqa, how long is a person called a yosem for? Until you don't need someone to look after you. To look after them. Until they're able to look after themselves. Suppose a person, I don't know, you're a 20-year-old or something, maybe even less than that, I don't know. Maybe even older. I don't know, but a person is able to look after himself is called a yosem.
25 years old or
I don't know if it's an age, I don't know if it's an age. A person can look after himself.
Depends on each person.
It depends on each person, how long it is, how long the person is in
I don't think I have to be very careful.
I mean, there are lots of cases where I've got about, you know, they were older than this in the Rambam, but still look.
That's an Amon, though.
I think that that's
an Amon. An Amon is different. An Amon is always an Amon.
Yeah, yeah.
A Yotham is something else. A Yotham is something else.
Yeah.
The Moshe Kamsanovich, but he once told me a Meister that the Fisker was, in his last year, I think, was very, very sick. He couldn't move. And a Yotham had come to him asking about a shidduch, and the Biskor was lying on the couch and he was very, very weak, and as the Yotham walked out, he asked him something of bracha, and then as he was walking out he heard that he was a Yotham. So he ran in, he ran up and brought him in and sat and talked to him, the Biskor, even though he still wasn't weak. The Yotham is a different treatment. Be careful how to look after them. A different treatment of the Yotham. Be careful with them. The Meister, another Meister. No, Moshe Samsonovich told me that the Biskov, in his last year, the Yotham came and told him, I think, and told him that the Biskov had said to him, you know, you are Yotham. He gave him time and spoke to him. There's a beautiful Meister about the Biskov. I remember when he went to Vilna, that the Foil had rented a dealer for the Biskov. He had Talmidim in Vilna, people who had come to Sherif HaFeik, who had come to escape from the war. The Biskorov, the son of Eberfoil, he told his maitre that when the Biskorov went to Vilna, he had it, Eberfoil rented a dealer for him, and he used to give a shear in the dealer. And after the shear, everyone went to the sink to wash their hands. And the water flowed over onto the floor, and the Balabais got upset. So they had to leave that dealer. And went to another dealer, because the floor was wet. They went to another dealer. And the same thing happened after the shir, after the mincha, everybody washed their hands, and the floor was wet, so the almona came up and saw that the under the sink it was wet. She was an almona, the balak habayis. So she got upset. So the prophet says, don't worry about it at all, nothing at all. We will pay all expenses. For anything that's happened here, we will pay all the expenses. So the almona, they were careful, and in order to, going to pay for any expenses which were damaged in the building, in the floor. And then she came up again and saw it was still wet, the floor was wet, and she got very upset. So before the man said, I already told you that we'll cover all the expenses. The Biskor heard what was going on, came in, and read out to other places, well, this doesn't help by paying expenses, you still have to look after their mother. Anybody who makes a mess on the floor with the water when they're washing their hands, is over on the lab. Low style on, not to upset them. What difference does it make you paying the money? Paying the money isn't going to take away the upset from the woman. You have to be careful not to upset them. Not to upset them. Even though you're going to pay the money, that doesn't take away the issue of low style. How careful one has to be. It's just like look what Rabbi Ruchin says. I didn't even like people waiting for me. Boston who wait for me. No salam. People just used to walk in. and talk, you know, talk to him all the time. He's available and he's lots. And you often say, as he says, yeah, at all times, yes. I don't know some of the other mice which I had. Yeah, there's a mice that was, excuse me for the mice, but I remember reading up all that, these things, with the Shlomo Zalman. There was a woman who called him up and asked the Shlomo Zalman how to be Tovel Hakelim in the middle, and he gave her all instructions how to do it. And half an hour later, he was there at the house, and he said, I'll do it for you. He said, I'll do the Tillis game. She saw the game. So they asked him, why did you do it? She told her, how exactly I do it. She said, I can imagine what she felt when she went to the mikveh. She was told to the game. She was, last year, you know, I had my husband to do this. That star of the Almana is very, very great. So I couldn't, even though I told her how to do it, she must, the power that she feels, the sensitivity of the game is incredible. You know, how careful one has to be. Okay, these are some of the mice in which one has to be careful of. Just maybe just finish up with one mice, but which how sensitive one has to be to the needs of somebody else, even though it's not necessarily an almana. The beautiful story of Hananya Cholak, from the told a beautiful mice. So on Rosh Hashanah always they used to have a break, you want to have a cup of coffee before shofar. In Ponovitch, So he davened, and he always used to take the Rosh Hashiva to the back of the Beit Hamikdash, to his house, to Kiddush. He used to, the Shach used to go out, and he went out to have a cup of coffee or something before Shach. So as he was going out, Rav Cholak turned around and said to Rav Shach, it's okay, don't go to Rosh. He said, but I'm the Makri. I can't possibly keep people waiting. I can't keep waiting. Rav Shach said to Rav Cholak, it's okay. So Rav Shach said, I'm the Makri, I have to hurry up. I can't keep people waiting. So he sat there, Rav Shach made his, and then he turned around and said to Rav Hananya Cholak, he said to him, Did you make Kiddush yet? So he said, no, I can't keep people waiting. Rav Shach said, no, don't worry, I'm the Makri, they'll wait. For you, they can wait. For me, they're not going to wait. I'm the Makri. Oh, beautiful. I'm the Makri. If it's for you, they'll, I can keep people waiting, but for me, I can't keep people waiting. The sensitivity, you know, of these gazonim. These are just a few ha'olah gavos there on this Russian. I was just thinking at the end, maybe you want to have a look at yourself. So the famous mice of Nachum Ish Ramzu, with more in kindness, come on, brings down that the awful Yisurim that Nachum Ish Ramzu had. He had no, couldn't see his hands. Go on, kindness, that's Kof Aleph. So he had no hands, no legs, and they put the bedpost in water so that the ants wouldn't come up. It's an awful night with Nachum Ish Ramzu. So, and then the house was shaking, I think it was. So the house was shaking, and Nachum turned around and said to them, no, don't, before soon, the house will not collapse until I'm taken out. So take out all the kalim, and then you take out me. And once they took him out, then the house collapsed. Turned and said, Rebbe, if you're such a tzaddik, then why do you have such a yisurim? So he turned around and said that once I was going to my share, the Yom Tov, I had 3 chamorim of food and drinks and everything which I had taken to my share, and then Oni came over to me and said to me, help me out. So he said, just let me get down from my chamor. And then the Oni died, collapsed, I think, from hunger or something. So he felt terrible in Nachum Ish Ramzu. He said, if this is what's happened, then let my eyes be taken out, let my legs be cut off, and they have all the yisurim, because I upset this Oni. In other words, the time that it took to get down from the Chamor, to go in kindness, Magiali. So then the Talmid said, Rebbe, what a tragedy is we see you like this in this case. He said, no, Toshat HaReithim Tam, they're not Shama. At least I get all the onus here for what I have. How careful, sensitive one has to be the needs of somebody else. Over again, the values to say very often, how fortunate is the person goes to Olam Haba and never upset somebody. That's what we say every night, no? In the Hebrew. I never upset anybody. That's what we do every night, that we say. The care, and the Amon and Yosef, even more so. Okay, this is just a few hours.